the Brandon Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Metashare. To find out more about the radio show or Brant's book, Unoffendable, go to BrantHanson.com.
Greetings to you. I am Brant. Producer Sherry is here. If you're interested, please connect with us on Facebook. It's Brant Hanson page on Facebook. You will see a guy. I had a guy make a video. Mm-hmm. I paid him to do a thing with his eyebrows.
I saw that.
It was inspiring, wasn't it?
Well, it was strangely entertaining.
Strangely entertaining.
That's what I will say.
Okay. Well, that's... I'm hitting a target then. That's our Facebook page.
Strangely entertaining.
It's just Brant Hanson page on Facebook. Check out that dude's eyebrows. No matter what you do in life, you want to be good at it, right? I mean, same thing goes for us. I want to be a good radio guy. And what I've seen, Sherry's the producer here, mm-hmm. so she's been a little resistant to this, but what I've seen is that the guys who get all the attention are shock jocks. So they shock you.
Sure, but that
been reading about that.
That gets old quickly, and it also doesn't necessarily fit this format.
So I'm going to shock you.
Okay.
Get ready for something that's shocking, and then that'll get the buzz going. And people are like, did you hear what he said? And then everybody's like, oh, wow, that show, that guy. Here's shocking facts. This is true, by the way.
Shocking fact.
I'm not making this up.
Okay.
Yeah, shocking fact. Because we're rated G.
Got it.
That's a shock.
In alternative,
better ways. Brace yourself for this, because this is going to freak you out. You know, if you order 2 12-inch pizzas, I mean, we've all done that. You know, you actually get more pizza if you just order 1 17-inch pizza? You actually get more pizza than if you order 2 12-inch pizzas. Bam! Mm-hmm. Shocking! It's true. I know. It doesn't seem right, does it? But it's true. Yeah. If you do the work circumference, pie, all that sort of stuff, you wind up with the fact that you get more pizza in 1 17-inch than you do 12-2. And that's pretty amazing. So let's get the buzz going.
Is there a suggestion box where we can put in suggestions for your shock facts?
We're probably trending on Twitter. I'm going to look on Twitter and see if we're already trending with that shocking radio. Hey, what's going on? You are listening to a very cool radio program. It's always hip and hot.
Oh, no.
What's that? Hip has been
interrupted.
I'm sorry. I'm getting news. Breaking animal news. We have animal news that is breaking. Where is this from? Corona, California. Thank you.
Who are you talking to? I'm the only producer in the studio, and I haven't handed you a thing.
I have people in my headphones.
I thought you were going to say people in your head, and I was going to be like, well, all right, well.
People in my headphones are telling me, yeah, Corona, California, this is where that happened to Becky Garfinkel. Yes, Becky Garfinkel. She bought a what? A spring mix salad at Target, and she says, this is what happened.
Uh-huh.
Now you're going to be like, ooh, that's gross. It's not gross. There's nothing gross in this story.
Okay.
All right? She bought a salad. It was doused in salad dressing, and she's looking in there, and there's a frog.
Oh. Okay.
It's not gross. The frog's alive. The frog's alive, and not only that, she decided, well, we can't abandon this frog, so they've kept it as a family pet. His name is Lucky, and the company that produces the salads, obviously, like, well, we got a problem here, but it all ends great. Lucky's got a family. They love him. He loves them. It's how they met. It's a great story. Everybody's got a great how we met story.
But this is
just one of those.
Is this acceptable for all food and all animals is what I want to know.
Really a beautiful story if you stop and think about it.
You want a frog in your Panera salad?
It's really lucky for everybody that they found a friend. If I looked in my salad and found a friend, that would be okay.
A frog.
A friend. Frog friend. Sure. Hey, look, thank you for listening, first of all. But this is a little... You know, sometimes people who listen, a little disappointing to me. Cindy.
The listeners? You're saying have disappointed you?
Cindy said, Brant, I sometimes am not sure if you're making up something or not. Mm-hmm. But I looked up the story you told about the llama watching over the ducks and fighting off the bear on the golf course. All caps. You spoke the truth.
Well, she's
surprised. She thinks I'm making stuff up.
Okay.
Guys, I'm not making this stuff up.
Yeah.
I didn't make up the Lucky the Frog story. Why would I do that?
Well, sometimes they do sound a little outlandish.
I'm bringing you the news.
Okay.
if it's, the world is outlandish, and I'm just
and you're just reporting it,
Cindy. Trust me. Maybe you have one of those friends. Maybe it's you. Maybe you're the one in the group who takes everything a little too seriously. That's what I do. Let's talk about sports for a second.
Okay.
Football, but I'm going to take it into an existential direction.
That's what all of us have been waiting for in discussing football.
Right. It's kind of a...
talk about it existentially.
It's kind of a fake. Fake handoff. Fake, you think it's going to be fun, and then it's not.
Here we go.
Because I know I was good. At least I can make fun of myself.
Yeah.
Because I know I'm that way. Everybody's like, football. And I'm like, did you see what Aaron Rodgers said about the meaning of life?
Okay.
They did an interview with Aaron Rodgers, quarterback. And he's the third quarterback I've seen say this.
Mm-hmm.
He won the MVP in Super Bowl 35 or whatever it was. 45, I don't know. Anyway, he's on the bus immediately after winning it. And everybody's handing around the trophy. And he has this epiphany. And it happened. I saw Tom Brady say the same thing. I saw Troy Aikman say the same thing. So think about this with your own job. Like, we've all got our idea of what success looks like. And if we just get there and then, wow. So this guy, his whole life, he's being a quarterback, you know, and he's got a chip on his shoulder because he wasn't highly regarded coming out of high school, and then he wasn't drafted very high, and that was a big joke, and, you know, now he's this, all this stuff. And so he rises, proves all his doubters wrong, gets the trophy, and he said his reaction was, is this it?
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen the same reaction from other guys. So you hit the pinnacle, the thing that you think is going to be like, yeah. And it's not. So whatever you're doing, all this to say, whatever you're doing today, please be thankful and try to find contentment in it, especially if you're somebody who's a believer in God. I mean, we're told to be content. There is no there. The only there is right there in front of you. It's a good idea, a little tip. If you have friends, go on their Facebook wall every now and then, so you just see what's going on, because you might be surprised. I feel a little betrayed by the listeners to this program because they went on Sherry's Facebook wall, producer Sherry on Facebook.
Oh dear.
And it's just one, hey, Sherry, you ought to see this. Just giving her ammo for her fear of birds. Like, here's a story about a bird attacking somebody.
Ammo,
Sherry, you need to know about this. She's scared.
It's affirmation to say it's not an irrational fear, because you've called it irrational
fear. In the listeners' minds, they are giving you ammo to win argument.
No, they're not. They're just saying you're right, Sherry, and I appreciate
that. Frankly, I'm disappointed with everybody. Stop it. Stop doing that. I'm glad I clicked on that. I wouldn't have known you guys were doing all that stuff. Whether you're a mom or not, let me tell you something I've learned about moms. They are regret machines. Yep. I feel like I didn't do this right. I didn't do that right. Maybe we should have done this. Maybe we should have done that. It's universal.
Mm.
So this mom's dealing with something. She's got a daughter, and she regrets her name, her daughter's name that she picked. Like, what have I done? The terrible name.
She's being judged for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even by her own mom. Her mom's like, why did you name her that? And I was expecting to see this outlandish name, so she's getting ready to change it. I just saw this news article about it. Her daughter's name is Autumn.
That's a nice name.
It's beautiful.
I know people name Autumn.
Yeah, and there's people going, we don't understand it, we don't get it, why would you name your daughter after a season? There's nothing wrong with Autumn, it's a beautiful name. But that just kind of gets to the truth that we regret stuff we don't need to regret.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Get a couple people that speak into your life and say something negative, and then the train of thought goes off the rails, and next thing you know, you talk yourself out of something beautiful. I don't know if you're listening or not. I don't know if this lady's listening, but just for the record, you picked a beautiful name for your daughter. Maybe you heard us just talking about name regret. Like, when your parents pick your name, sometimes you pick it and then start to think, maybe I didn't pick the best one. It just happens.
Mm-hmm.
Happened to Sherry's mom. So why did she go back? Because she named you Jamesetta.
Jamesetta was my birth name, yes.
Which I like. You don't.
I do not.
But
very grateful she changed it.
All the Jamesettas you make.
Hey!
So what, and that was for like 6 months or
yeah,
a year?
Yeah, about a year, yeah.
What happened?
She was going to name me Sherry, and then a friend, this may have happened to other people, had her baby right before me.
And named her Sherry.
Yeah. And so my mom was like, what in the world? All right. Well, then Jamesetta.
That's the natural alternative, if not Sherry.
James Etta.
Ergo, Team Etta. I like them both. Maybe you've heard somebody on the radio and they're shocking.
Yes.
And that gets everybody's like, oh, he said this. He's so shocking.
They what call him shock jocks.
Shock jock.
Yeah.
And so I was thinking about doing the shock jock thing. So I have some information here that I think is shocking.
Oh.
And then I'll get the buzz going about me. They'll be like, oh, that guy. That
Most Brand people Hansen. Don't use shocking information. They do. Like, okay.
Shock
got it.
People.
All right.
With a fact. This is shocking. And this is going to get the buzz going about the show and people will be all over it.
Got it.
Did you hear that? What do you think? Oh, I hate it. Oh, I love it. All that stuff. I love it.
Okay. That's how it's going to go. Huh?
Here's the shocking fact. You know the Journey song, Don't Stop Believing? I mean, heard
mm-hmm.
that.
Love it.
It's like, born and raised in South Detroit. Mm-hmm. That part there.
Here's Can the you shocking sing that one more time so we...
Born and raised in South Detroit.
Got it.
He took the midnight train down everywhere. All right.
Just wanted to be clear on what song you were talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah,
got
it's
it.
That one. All right. Born and raised in South Detroit. You know where South Detroit is? Have you ever think about this?
Mm-mm.
It's Canada.
South Detroit
yeah,
is
Yeah, there is
Canada.
No South Detroit. You're actually in Canada. Shocking but true. Yeah. You go south of Detroit. I mean, there's Detroit proper immediately south is Canada.
But they're in the city of Detroit. You can go north, south, east, west. Right? He didn't say south of Detroit. He said South Detroit. Right?
Kind of shocking.
Well,
it's kind of shocking. You make a valid point.
Thank you. Well, perhaps that's shocking too.
It's yeah. It's also
this whole thing
the
is
whole
shocking.
Thing is shocking. The fact that we're allowed to continue doing this, it's just layers of shock. If you got a weird sense of humor, you're welcome here. You might understand us more quickly mm-hmm. than normal people do. And we love you for that. You know what's hard for me? I just did this morning.
Hmm.
I did an interview, or I'm the interviewee, about my new book.
Okay.
And I never know how weird I can be on somebody else's show.
Oh.
You know, because it's their show.
I would err on the side of less weird.
I try to.
Yeah.
I try to do that, but then I'm left.
left with nothing to say?
No. There's some of that.
Right.
But it's also like. I'll say something. I don't realize. Again, it's the Asperger's syndrome. This is common for people who are Aspies, like mm-hmm. on the autism spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
I don't realize what I'm saying is going to be what did he say? Unnerving.
Okay.
Is
yeah.
what he said.
Oh, he really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's like, there was a pause.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, you know, this is going to be unnerving for people. I'm like, what?
Oh, yeah.
And so I really appreciate the people listening to the show. Like, you understand, we just. This is who we are, and I got my quirks, and so does Sherry. Thanks for putting up with them. We really appreciate it. It is odd going into somebody else's show living room, you
yeah.
know, and I'm not trying to be unnerving.
No.
I'm trying to talk about God
yeah.
and how good he is to those of us who aren't typical. Like, we don't look like, quote-unquote, spiritual, but we are.
Yeah, and you're not necessarily getting the emotional feelings that everyone else is. That doesn't mean that God doesn't... relate to you
totally.
In a different way.
But just
yeah.
acknowledging that some of us are wired differently and we're not going to fit that, but God still loves us and mm-hmm. we still can be pleased with us.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, whoa, I haven't thought about that. We have to process it. I get it. And I just have to, understand that's the way it's going to be. Not sure if you're afraid of public speaking. A lot of people are. I'm not. I'm actually scared of private speaking. I just realized that.
It's true, right? You could yeah. be in front of 10,000 people, not be
no
concerned
problem.
About it all.
No problem.
One-on-one.
Yeah. It's because with a group of people, and if I'm talking, I'm in control.
Okay.
Let's just be honest. Like,
yes.
I know I've got something to say. It's a message about cure
mm-hmm.
or a message about how God loves misfits or
mm-hmm.
something. I know what I'm talking about.
Right, right.
But it's more dangerous in person. Well, this book, I was talking about my new book a few minutes ago, and it's not out yet.
Mm-hmm.
But it's I've heard people describe writing like you just open up a vein and you bleed on the page,
mm-hmm.
and that is what this is. And
would you say it's more autobiographical in nature than you're unoffendable?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's why I've never felt this vulnerable before. Like mm-hmm. the nerve endings are out.
Yeah.
Because it's in hopes. It's not just to go look at what happened here.
Mm-hmm.
It's to say, I'm hoping that somebody else picks up the phone Like, I'm calling, and I'm hoping somebody picks it up, and they're encouraged by it, and they say, yeah, that's me too.
Yeah.
And so God taught you that. Well, maybe that counts for me too, because it's ultimately really good news mm-hmm. about those of us who have gone through stuff that have made us skeptical or made us emotionally different,
mm-hmm.
or maybe we're just wired emotionally different, and we still wonder, does God love me even though I'm not like that? Like mm-hmm. what the good Christian looks like?
Yeah.
And I'm just barely hanging on here. But when you hear somebody else, I'm hoping they read it and just go, yeah, me too. That's all. But you do. You feel totally exposed and out there and like, well, there's me. Hope it's okay. If you are a male human or perhaps you know one, I came across a thing on businessinsider.com mm-hmm. and they have 11 websites every modern gentleman should bookmark.
Oh, great.
And so
Did you already have some of those bookmarked?
Nope.
Okay.
No, and so but I thought I want that. Whatever that is, I want that. So
okay.
Like you should bookmark them. I can go back repeatedly.
And check them out.
So I did, and I had bookmarked them.
Okay, what
and,
are they?
Well, I only looked at one, and it had trench coats for sale, and the cheapest one was $4,500.
Got that bookmarked, did you?
But I got it bookmarked. Bookmarked it. So now what, Business Insider? What do I do now? Maybe you can relate to Rocket. Rocket is a dog, and I can sort of relate to him. Maybe you can too. So Rocket he's just kind of odd and very energetic, extremely energetic, too energetic, as a matter of fact. And so he was in a shelter in Sacramento, California, and they just said, he's not adoptable. He's got too much energy. He's a problem.
Aww.
So they scheduled him for euthanasia.
Mm-hmm.
And some people came through that look for dogs to do jobs and to like their disaster dogs that sniff things out and mm-hmm. find people and stuff. And they found him and they tested him and he failed.
Mm.
So he was still scheduled for euthanasia. And the lady who did the test said, I just couldn't stop thinking about Rocket for some reason. So she and her husband adopted him and spent some time with him. And then they did the search dog test again and he passed. And now he's in Houston, Texas.
Oh, wow.
And he's doing all sorts of good stuff. They just say he's a fantastic search and rescue dog. And again, I just feel like too energetic, too this, too that. We've all got too whatever, right? I mean, you too. It's not just Rocket. It's not just me. We're too this, too that. I just have seen where God uses that. That's where like Switchfoot or Jason Gray say that's where the light shines through. It's in our wounds and in our weaknesses and our quirks and shortcomings, and he takes that thing, if we'll allow him, and he makes it a blessing for other people. And so I'm seeing myself in Rocket, and I'm pretty sure I see you too. So here's a question. Wonder what you think about this. Who's better at diagnosing your problem, the internet or doctors? Now, they did a test mm-hmm. where they sent the same like packet of symptoms mm-hmm. for a whole bunch of different conditions to internet websites, leading ones,
mm-hmm.
and also to doctors. And they found out that, what do you think?
I'm hoping doctors.
Doctors are way, way better.
Okay, good.
Way, 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 way. Like three times better.
Well, they have to be. I've gone on WebMD and thought my days were numbered.
That's basically what
for
it
a
is.
Now, I'm like, okay, so it's over. It's all over.
You know what? We should just start a site.
Mm-hmm.
And it just gives you the worst case scenario, no matter what you type in. And just call it drbadnews.com. Just to confirm. Yeah, that's probably what you wanted to hear anyway. You're right. This
it's
is
all
it.
Over.
It's all over. You know what? I always thought that you build and build and build like a career, family, you know, self-esteem, whatever it is you're building. And then you'll reach a point like, hey, I made it. It's not going to happen. It's never going to happen. If you're 22 years old and you're thinking, yeah, by the time I'm 40, I'll probably be all settled down. It doesn't work that way. We always want more. We always want to build more. There's a gaping chasm inside us that wants more. When it comes to our self-esteem, unless we say that's enough.
And we choose contentment.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that God gives us the power to do that. It doesn't mean that we're completely happy with every single aspect of our lives, but it does mean this whole thing we're building. It's a losing battle because it's not even a losing battle. It's worse than a losing battle. It never ends. And then you die. I see people 60, 70 years, 80 years old still chafing, trying to promote their own significance or something. Like, when is this end? At least a losing battle, you know you lost. I mean, let's go ahead and say, enough, enough, and then I can finally think about other people.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by MediShare. To find out more about the radio show or Brant's book, Undefendable, go to BrantHanson.com.